you know, we hear all the time about how special humans are and how we are superior to everybody else and really the only creature who matters on the planet. And I should say the only creature that matters on the planet, since nobody else is a who. But I think the greatest human gift, the thing that really sets us apart, is our capacity for self-deception. Actually, I can't say if it sets us apart, because I have no idea if seahorses are able to delude themselves to the degree that we are. I'm just thinking, you know, one of the most important lines I think I ever wrote is, in order to maintain our way of living, we must tell lies to each other, and especially to ourselves. And, I mean, I think about the ways that we are able to delude ourselves, whether it is a belief in a sky god, or whether it is a belief that science will allow us to understand how the universe works, and or whether it is the belief that this way of life can continue, or whether it is the belief that what we think about the world is more important than the world itself. And a great example of, you know, I was thinking earlier today about how we can take every great idea and turn it into nonsense. And we have a tremendous capacity for that. And there are some strains of Buddhism that make a lot of sense. And I'm thinking of the notion specifically that what we perceive is an illusion. And if you understand that to mean that what we perceive is not what is real, but what we perceive is what we perceive, then that is an incredibly important insight. But that has gotten turned around, so I have actually heard a lot of Buddhists say that the world itself is an illusion. And how can you take the understanding that the world is real and that our perceptions are merely our perceptions and therefore not... and therefore, by definition, filtered, and therefore, by definition, not completely accurate? And how can you take that understanding and turn it around to make it so the entire world is an illusion? That's nuts. And this is absolutely routine. You get postmodernism does the same thing, where you start with the understanding that Western history has been taught from the perspective of the victors, and that it will, for example, valorize or think that Christopher Columbus was someone to be celebrated as opposed to a conqueror, a slaver, a rapist, a committer of genocide. So you take the very real and very important understanding that we need to ask how the stories that we have been taught, how they came to be and whom they serve. And you take that very important understanding, and within 50 years, 60 years, within 50 years, that has been converted into the notion that reality is a social construct, and that, for example, sexual reproduction is a social construct, and everything is a social construct. If it were simply three people who were making these mistakes, I would think that these people were merely either stupid or they had, as we all do sometimes, gotten the wrong end of the logical stick. And, I mean, that happens. I remember when I was a child, about 5 or 6, we lived in the country, and I became convinced, even though I had seen many babies being born, I'd seen baby kittens, baby dogs, baby horses, baby cows, all being born, I still became convinced that human babies were born through our mouths. And the reason I became convinced of this is because I was looking in the mirror one day and I noticed that if you put your tongue against the inside of your upper lip and that it looks a little bit similar to when a baby kitten first starts to come out. And that similarity made me think, the similarity in looks made me think that this must be how it works, even though I had seen with my own eyes baby kittens coming out of the other end. And so it is possible to get the wrong end of the logical stick and not be stupid. One may also be 5 or 6. And I remember talking to somebody one time who said that the way to decrease pollution from automobiles is to drive twice as fast, because then your engine is running for half as long and you will therefore be producing half of the pollution. This person got the wrong end. This happens. But the thing is, how does this happen? I don't care if 2 or 3 people do it. It's how does it happen that an entire culture can so consistently get the wrong end of the logical stick, so that you can have all these notions of Buddhism where the world is an illusion, or all these, this postmodernism where the world is, everything is a social construct. I just think, and we have, one of the reasons that the Germans who opposed Hitler realized they had to assassinate him is because even midway and further on through the war, Hitler was so popular that they knew that they couldn't get rid of the Nazi government without getting rid of Hitler. And in fact, a lot of the plots were centered around killing Hitler and then blaming the SS so as to make everybody in Germany mad at the SS. We have, and then of course there's capitalism, there is bright green environmentalism, there is, I mean, you had the witch trials, you had, the reason it was acceptable to enslave Africans, according to the white people, was because of all sorts of scientific reasons, like the distance between an African male's penis and his navel was greater than or less than that of a white person. I don't remember which, but there were scientific studies done of this, supposedly by the pro-slavery people, which we, of course, can say is nonsense. But when was the just 3 or 4 days ago, I got into an argument with somebody who was insisting that plants aren't sentient. You know, I have spent my entire life and my entire career trying to understand how we can be so stupid as to kill the planet. And 25 books later, I have no, I mean, the best I have is that we have this tremendous capacity for self-deception. I don't know how to get around that. And I'm not saying that I don't deceive myself. Of course I do. But I can see that when there used to be uncountable salmon, and then you could count them, and then there was 500,000, and then 250,000, and then 10, and then 6. That's going the wrong direction. Measure of intelligence is the ability to recognize patterns. And we have a pattern of this culture deforesting that goes back 6 to 10,000 years. And yet, you'll see articles in the paper today talking about the importance of cutting trees to It doesn't matter why. I mean, now it's to prevent fire, or it's to, there's also arguments being put forward that they need to cut trees in California, because forests hold moisture and they want to increase the amount of water in dams or behind dams. So they want to cut all the trees so the water will all run off of the hillsides. And if you're going to do that, why don't you just cut all the trees and put down bisqueen? I mean, that's what you're talking about. The point is there are, before you can commit any mass atrocity, you have to convince yourself and others that what you're doing is not harmful, but instead beneficial. I've written about this in every book, and Robert J. Lifton calls this a claim to virtue. So the Nazis weren't, from their own perspective, committing mass murder, genocide. They were purifying the Aryan race. The settlers in North America weren't committing mass murder and genocide. They were manifesting their destiny. And today we're not committing ecocide. We are developing natural resources. I don't know how. I mean, I can't do better than the Buddhists who pointed out that there is reality and then there's what we think about reality. And to say that reality is more important than we think about it, than what we think about it. I mean, honestly, we're killing the world for many reasons. There's the violation imperative at the core of patriarchy. But one of the reasons we're killing the world is because we prefer our delusions to what is real.